From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Illinois state senators have begun debating the fate of Governor Ron Blagojevich, with a vote on whether to remove the governor from office expected shortly. Republican State Senator Dale Ryder was among those who said Blagojevich needs to go.
This governor should be convicted of that article of impeachment. He should be removed from office, and he should be barred from ever holding public office in this state again.
Earlier today, the Illinois governor, in an impassioned address before state Senate lawmakers, maintained he has done nothing wrong. The prosecutor in the case says Blagojevich could have testified at his trial but chose not to. The governor faces charges he sought to sell President Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat. President Barack Obama is apparently not happy over reports of multi-billion dollar bonus payouts by Wall Street banks last year. Speaking with his Treasury Secretary, Mr. Obama called the CEO bonuses at a time banks are asking the government for loans the height of irresponsibility and shameful. The Obama administration comments come on the heels of a report from the New York Comptroller's Office this week that Wall Street firms paid out just under $18.5 billion in bonuses to employees last year. The suicide rate among soldiers increased once again over the past year and is now at a three-decade high. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
At least 128 active duty soldiers killed themselves last year. That translates into the highest suicide rate since 1980, when records started being kept. 15 additional soldier deaths are still being investigated as possible suicides. And for the first time since the Vietnam War, the rate of soldier suicides is higher than their age group in the civilian population. The majority of soldiers who took their own lives did so after returning home from a combat deployment, just like in 2007 when 115 soldiers committed suicide. The Army says most of the soldiers committed suicide because of failed relationships that were strained by long and repeated deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army is starting new programs for soldiers, and one Army official pleaded for more counselors, saying, "We're hiring and we need your help." Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Sales of new homes fell last month at their slowest pace on record, Giles Snyder reports.
Home builders ended their weakest year since 1982 with a dramatic drop in new home sales in December. The Commerce Department says sales fell nearly 15% last month. Economist Adam York of Wachovia.
We saw a big decline here, down to 331,000. The market had only been looking for a small decline, down to about a 400,000 unit pace. You know, this is now the lowest number on record since back to the 1960s. Generally speaking, a very bad report.
New home sales were the weakest in the Northeast and the West. At the current sales pace, it would take more than a year to exhaust the inventory of new homes on the market. The Commerce Department report also says the median price of a new home sold in December was $206,500, a drop of 9.3% from a year ago. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. President Barack Obama signed his first bill into law today, a measure handing a victory to labor and women's rights advocates by reversing a 2007 Supreme Court decision that made it harder to sue for pay discrimination. The Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, passed by the Democratic-led Congress this week, is named for an Alabama woman who discovered after 19 years on the job at Goodyear Tire and Rubber that she was the lowest-paid supervisor at the plant, despite having more experience than a number of her male co-workers. Jury found Ledbetter was a victim of discrimination, but the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision had ruled discrimination claims must be filed within 180 days of the first offense. Cuban President Raul Castro is in Russia for the first visit by a Cuban leader since the Soviet collapse abruptly ended the close alliance between the countries. During the Cold War, Moscow supported Cuba with billions of dollars in trade and subsidies. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
Russian television showed Castro bundled against the raw winter cold at the airport after landing in Moscow for an 8-day trip. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev was in Cuba last November, part of a symbolic trip to Latin America meant to display Moscow's interest in rebuilding relations with countries in Washington's backyard. Moscow is keen to rebuild the image of a global power it held when former Cuban leader Fidel Castro was a Cold War icon. But analysts say current cooperation with Cuba is largely symbolic. Russia says it's considering a $20 million loan to Cuba. Castro is also expected to discuss air defense cooperation and possible offshore oil drilling by Russian companies. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 226 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.